Hi, Mike Morin again. Welcome to my podcast series, Spotlighting People Who Find Joy in Reinventing Themselves. This is Reset. 40 is the new happy. For those who would love being able to explore their inner artist, Debbie Ellis might be able to help awaken your hidden abilities. She started the Canvas Roadshow in Bedford, a paint and sip experience where friends or even total strangers relax while painting a landscape or portrait or whatever with surprising results. Sometimes that glass of wine that you can get here is all it takes to help take you from a stick figure artist to creator of a beautiful seascape in just a few hours. All right, so Debbie, one of your slogans is rediscover your inner artist. How did you discover your inner entrepreneur?
I was in business and advertising for 13 years and decided when I had my children that I wanted to start and work in business for myself. So what I did at that time, my passion was in photography. I started as a photographer and learned about business and social media and all that that took. And this opportunity found me, or I found it, down in the Boston area and grew from there.
I think I saw you quoted somewhere, or maybe you said it, that it just hit you like a landslide.
Yep, I was at an event. It was for my mom's birthday down in Newton, Massachusetts at the paint bar. And I was sitting there in a sea of women laughing, having a good time, and enjoying art, which I always have. And the thought of bringing that up here to Southern New Hampshire, to the community that I live in, was very exciting. And I just hit the ground running. And a couple of months later, we started.
I'm going to guess that your college studies in advertising, marketing, and business are a good complement to the creative side of your brain.
Absolutely. You have to get creative in business, and you have to have a business background to do well in any sort of business, be it art, photography, or accounting. Without that, these businesses don't do well, and you see some come and you see some go. But we've been here the longest, and we're still doing great.
Speaking of that, as the first paint and sip business in Southern New Hampshire, how did you get the word out to start growing your business?
I, of course, started with friends and family, and we do a lot of social media, a lot of Facebook connections, networking, just one-to-one, really ground troops running around the community, sharing the word, and people love it, so then they share it, and so on.
Did it catch on as quickly as you thought it might or hoped that it would?
Never. You always want things to go faster than they actually do. But in our classes here, we always say, trust the process. It will all come together and make sense. And I really try to remember that in life as well. So at any point that things aren't filling up as quickly as I'd like them to, I try to remember it will all work out. It will all make sense.
All right, so I alluded to stick figures here a moment ago. How do you and your instructors take a stick figure challenged person and turn them into a confident painter?
We tell everyone just relax. Your first glass of wine does enhance your creativity by 60%. But also, you know, not to worry. We're going to break it down into the simplest of steps. I work with six really talented ladies, local artists and moms and art teachers that are really going to create a great experience for you. And in the end, again, trusting the process, it will all come together and you'll leave with your own personal masterpiece.
So why did people used to call you Julie McCoy?
Oh, geez, where'd you find that?
It's my job to do that.
Jeez. Because I was the one who was always creating all the plans, all the activities, you know, from 20 years ago when we'd go to Newport as a group. It was always my thing to get people together and have fun.
And so, by extension, this is what you're still doing, but you're getting paid for it now.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Well, so, hopefully you are.
Yeah, yeah. No. We've always been profitable. It's been a great experience. Always coming up with new and different ideas. Of course, we do paint and sip, but we've branched out into new Pinterest, DIY craft nights, wood board signs, and even paint what you love, which is actually paint by numbers, and you can create your own you know, family member's face on a canvas.
All right, so you began, well, I mean, the name is Canvas Roadshow, so I'm guessing that means you began in places other than where you are now on South River Road in Bedford. You do girls' nights out parties. You do birthday parties, retirement parties. What is perhaps the most unusual sip and paint party you've ever done that you can think of?
The most unusual?
Like a funeral, you know, or something?
No. No, we haven't done that. We've painted, if you look over here, on onesies for baby showers. The other thing, we do a lot of corporate team building, and we worked with 80 people, and we broke a painting down into 9 pieces, and everybody had one piece of the canvas, brought it together for a big, huge piece that is hard to explain, but it all comes together. So that's 9 16 by 20 canvases all together for a big, huge piece of art.
Very cool.
Does that make sense?
It does. No, I totally get that. So with a lot of other businesses opening with either a similar or the same concept, how are you going to grow your 3-year-old business in an ever crowding market?
We focus on the fact that it is locally owned, female-run, but also family-run, and that we're always coming up with new and different ideas. You know, we can, as I mentioned, different sort of classes, but we cater and can get creative with groups for kids as young as 4, and I've had painters up to 99. We can make anything work.
All right, so you talk about being creative. Why is networking with other paint and sim businesses around the country so important?
Because we share challenges and things that work. We even share artwork. We share ideas on how to get the word out and what our best paintings are. And, you know, the challenge, you know, we just kind of work together, support each other. It's almost like a mastermind group, which is one of those things you hear about now. The support is very important to understand that we are not alone. As an entrepreneur, a lot of times you are working alone, but you do need that support.
Is running a thriving business harder or easier than you expected?
Much harder. I thought it would just be, you know, fun parties filled to the brim every single night of the week. But, you know, you have to be open to new and different ideas and be creative and willing to grow and try new things and listen to what everybody's saying, what they want and what they need.
How liberating has this been from having worked for somebody else your entire life to now it's you?
It's liberating, but it's, you know, also a lot of work. People look at this business and they say, oh, that must be fun. Yes, it is fun, but it's still a business. There's still, you know, employees to pay and rent to pay. But it is great to be able to say, what do I want to create and make it happen? And the goal, one of the things I'm doing this for is to show my 2 children that they can do anything.
Finally, Debbie, what advice can you offer to those who, like you, hope to reinvent themselves with a new act in life?
Just do it. Ready, fire, aim. Just make it happen. Really follow your gut. Find some good people. Keep yourself surrounded with positive people. And ignore the noise because it's always going to be out there.
Debbie Ellis, founder of the Canvas Roadshow in Bedford. A pleasure talking with you. This is my favorite surroundings of any place I visited so far.
Oh, well, that's great. You're welcome back anytime, all the time. Thank you.